Thanks, John. What we've gone over today is just kind of getting and using the information and the tools that we've been going over throughout this entire series, and just everything that's available for your use in your local communities or wherever you might be, and what your particular issues you're working through or with. So we're taking this from the approach of determining kind of local issues or concerns that you have, and maybe with the budget constraints in a lot of institutions and entities out there, and associations, commodity associations, so forth, that there a lot of times there's some local interest or there's some local issues, and you won't have the resources or the availability to get experts within that field or some of the topics that you'd be looking at. So a couple of examples that you might think of is what is in the main issues you wish to address, and we put up four possible examples we have here: loan, operating capital, capital issues, farm and family finances. Most of these topics are things that we have dealt with throughout this series, and then farm family communications and marketing considerations. So that's the first part of this, is just getting the main address issues that you're looking to address. The second question you're going to have to look at too is who's the target audience that you're looking to give this information to, or to try to give them more information about these topics. And it could be any combination of these: producers, members, legislators, educators. I'm just trying to pull it all together. And a part of that is trying to get the information to them is what's the primary mode of the material you're looking to deliver. And again, it can be any combination of this. Everyone has kind of different ways of getting the information to people. And it could be presentations at either workshops or wherever you're at, and it could be newsletters, radio spots, or electronics. Say if you have an email list or some kind of journal that you're submitting out to your individuals on your list. And when you're doing this, what one thing you want to think about is what targets you're striving for when you're out to answer these questions. Are you just trying to create awareness about federal programs or other extension programs out there that can help you get through some of these tough times and so forth? Are you interested in creating awareness of potential tools that are out there, things that can help assist farmers and regulators and everything to address the questions they have with the issues that you're addressing there? Or it could be on dealing with regulations and just looking at that. Or you can take it to the next level and actually look at behavioral changes, if that's what your ultimate goal is or what your target to do with these education materials. And that would be the adoption of the tools. That could be purchasing the insurance or developing business plans or actually affecting and changing regulations that you would have within your area or local area. So what we're looking at through the Ag and Uncertain Times series is this should provide a way for you to access experts across the country and information that we put together and integrated information into your programs at the local level. And that's our main objective of this. And I'm going to show you some ways and some materials out there and what allows you to do that. Because all the experts, all the presentations we have are with the presentations are available, the audio clips and other tools are all available for you to integrate into your educational efforts and information that you'd have on your operations. So with that, what we're going to do is just kind of get started. If you haven't been to the Ag and Uncertain Times website, there's a couple ways to get to it. First one we're going to do is just type in the URL, and you see it coming across your screen there, is farmmanagement.org, Ag and Uncertain Times. Once you type that in, then you hit the enter button, and you could use this on any browser you want, and it takes you to the home page. Okay, another way you could do it is just on your favorite search engine, whatever it happens to be, you can just strictly type in Ag and Uncertain Times, and then hit the enter button, and it should, as you see, it pops up at the top, is Ag and Uncertain Times, and then you would just click on that. And so that would get there, and that would get you to the home page of the Ag and Uncertain Times website. From here, what we'd want to do then is look at the content page. We want to see what's all available at this site. So we expand this up and look at it, and you see a list of speakers. What's going on there? You'd see about some of the MCs in the past. There's pieces of it. You may already done this as test your connectivity, and then there's other resources available, and we'll discuss some of those in more detail here. First thing we want to look at is recordings. Because as I mentioned up front, if you want to address some of those issues that you might have in there, say like marketing, or you want to know what the market trends are, kind of where the industry's going, and you want to either get a different format, you can go to this recording site and you can see that we have different MP3 audio, video clips, and SWIFT files, and we'll go to each one of these that you might download and integrate. So say you wanted an audio clip for either a presentation or something if you're dealing with a local radio station, you can go to one of these with a little headphones icon. You go down to the bottom and you find this the information you want from the speaker that you want. In this case, we're dealing with the looking at the future of U.S. Ag. And so we're going to take Gary Brester's presentation. We're going to click on the headphone icon, and it's going to ask you where you would like to download this media to. You can either play it right there and see if it's the one you want, or you can save it to your desktop or any file that you want, or wherever you want to save it on your computer. Next thing you might want to do is just grab the whole presentation and the video clip of that one. So you click on the little blue icon with the arrow, and you go down here, and again, we're going to go to the Gary Brester presentation. You click on that, and it's going to pop up this the whole presentation, and you can play it right there, or you can download it as well. And you can either play that on the computer or other media form that you would have. The third option you'd have is this little red icon with the arrow pointing down. This retrieves a SWIFT file, which kind of SWIFT stands for either a small web format, but then they changed that, and now it actually stands for a shockwave flash file. What this does is actually allows a little more flexibility with these video clips, and allows you to actually embed them into your actual presentations or your PowerPoints. So to get that, it would be the same process as the others. You go over here and you click on the red icon, and then you pop that up. And again, the same one with side, that the only difference in this case is that this is in the flash, the shockwave flash file, which is a lot more flexible. The other thing we added in here is just to get feedback, and you have the opportunity to provide feedback on any of the presentations or the information you see. But one of the key things you'd have to do if you wanted to provide information on these webinars is register. One thing we wanted to do is make sure that you register on here so we can kind of keep the dialogue continuing and find out if there's other topics out there you'd like to see addressed, as well as comment on past webinars. And this is one way that would allow you to do that. Okay. So the next one is Ag in Uncertain Times. We also have a companion website, and we haven't discussed it a whole lot on there. We've referenced it several times, but we really haven't spent a whole lot of time with showing it or showing all the tools that are available. And a lot of the files we just showed to download, we just basically just showed you up there as far as being able to download them, but then what do you do with them? On this site, we have other additional tools you can download, and also video clips to show you exactly how to implement those in there as step-by-step procedures, and we'll go through that. So if you want to get to the companion site, you just type in the URL on the top of your favorite browser there, and it comes across farmmanagement.org, wiki/tiki-index.php, and that would take you right to the home page. But an easier way of doing it is if you're on the Ag in Uncertain Times website, go over to the content page. And remember, we had this up front earlier. You look down there on the bottom and you see the wiki. So you go down there and you click on the wiki site, and it would open up, click on here, and it would open up this segment down here. And you see right at the bottom there, it's to access Farm Management Wiki at the URL there, so you just click on that, and that takes you right back to the home page where we just previously were. And from here, what you'd want to do then is go click on the menu site, so we want to see what's all available on this site and where we can get access to information on here. So you kind of enlarge the menu, you can see, and if you can't see this very well, I'd recommend that you click on the full screen button on your particular desktop, And that would blow it up and make it a little easier to see as you're looking at these. I know some of these get small, maybe even a little blurry, depending on connections in your own computer. What we have here is a list of from the menu of things you can choose. What we want to look at is the content page. That's where we want to go to get all our information that we have here. So we click on that content page, and you can see on here we have a list of information and places we'd like to go. And we'll go through several of these step by step and see what's available within them. So the first one we want to look at is just hotlines. We talked about this in some of the past websites when we were doing families and facing uncertainty in ag. And there was several of the hotlines mentioned during those talks. So we click on that. You see the list of these hotlines that are available to producers that are looking for assistance during some of these uncertain times we have. We talked about the Nebraska one, South Dakota, Wisconsin. But let's just click down here and see the Wyoming Mediation Program. You click on that. What pops up is kind of a small description of what this site is and what it's about. And you click down here, you see that this is to access the actual website and to see what's on there. So you click on that and it pop up the Wyoming Mediation Program. And you see they have other resources available there, and you get a little more information about what's available on those hotlines and what's going on. Let's see if there's something you might be able to use and refer to in that site. Next thing we want to look at is online courses. So we click on down here, go to online courses from the content menu. Click on that and you see a list of online courses that are available for you to use at any time. And they each have kind of located in different areas, but there's a wide variety of topics that are covered here. The ensuring success for Wyoming Ag in particular, feasibility and rural enterprises, online courses dealing with taxes and ag, strategic planning, resource inventory, the Lasting Legacy series, and then the AGR Light training, and then this Getting on Track Better Management Through Basic Records. So let's take a look at this one. So you click on that, and what this does is give you a short introduction of what you can find on this particular online course. It gives you a brief description of it up top, and then it gives you a content list of what's all available within this site. And this is basic record keepings in 5 easy steps, some vignettes on it, and why even keep records, schedule F sum, and where do we go from here. So to access this, you go down there again and you click on the bottom, and then it'll take you right to that course site, and you can either click to launch it right there and start playing it. And I should mention on any one of these online courses, there's a tremendous amount of information. There's PowerPoint presentations available. There's curricula planning on it. And there's a whole bunch of information that you can use within these courses themselves for integration into your programming efforts. Next thing we want to look at is personal management. And this kind of ties in with the family facing uncertainty in ag as well. There's a lot of information out there on this personal management. And then we get a list over here, enterprising rural families, helping men overcome personal crisis, personal nature of ag and ranchers, and strengthening resources. So what we want to look at here is let's just pick this personal nature of agriculture. And we click on that again. It gives you a brief description of what it is you'd find on this site. You go down here and you click on it. And it take you to that the information site there, and it talks about the learning for individual and families through extension of the life is where that gets through. And you notice down here there's online PowerPoints, there's publications dealing with specific issues that you might get that you might not find anywhere else on some of these more personal issues that you face in agriculture. The next site we kind of want to look at is just some of the tools. So we'll give a list of some of the tools. We'll go down here and click on the tools. And you go over here and you see some of the financial information you have available, the charts of accounts, financial analysis, financial statements, record keeping, review of software, record keeping software out there. And then some of these we've talked about, some we have not in past webinars. We look at the Ag Plan, FinPax, Risk Navigator, and then RD Financial. So we blow this up here and just take a peek at it. And we're going to go down here and look at just the RD Financial. We go over here and we click on there, and it gives you a list of RD Financial. Again, a description about it, where it's available. And if we look over here and we click on this, and we blow that up a little bit, this is the click to download the actual RD Financial software. So then you'd be able to click on that, and then you'd be able to save it anywhere you want on your desktop. Now, part of the RD Financial, since we're there, is Dwayne is added in under the tool section. Again, you go to RD Financial back where we were, but you look on the very bottom of that, and you see this list of video clips. This gets into some of the training of actually how to use RD Financial and understanding step by step on how to go through it. You click on that, and you would download, as you see here, a brief overview of the program, are using RD Financial to explore the family structure impacts, and a few others. So you click on that, you download it, and you can save it to a file or play it immediately. It's however it's set up, and these may vary depending on what operating system you're running or where you're doing, but you'd be able to download and save this anywhere you want. But they're a really good resource for step-by-step on how to use it and where they're at. Next thing we want to do is I'm going to skip over training for a little bit and go right to the webinars. We've already gone over this a little bit in the other slides, but we just wanted to show you from this side you can access the same things as well. So you click on the webinars and you look over here at the list of the webinars if you want to go to Managing Risk in Turbulent Times, the Farm Management Workshops, whatever. So you'd be able to click on the Ag in Uncertain Times. So it pops up here. It gives you kind of the list topics of all of them. And then what you want to do is you want to scroll down until you find the Ag in Uncertain Times link. And then from there, we go to recordings because we want to look at some of these webinar recordings. And it takes you right back to where we were in my first set of slides at the Ag in Uncertain Times with the recording and the options of the different media sources that you'd be able to use. Now let's get back to the training, because it's one thing to download this information. It's one thing to download a video clip or, you know, the presentation or a SWIFT file or whatever. The other thing to actually, how do you actually embed these in there and actually how do you use them? So in this training area, if you look at that and you click on that, you see we have some on radio spots. This is taking those MP3 slots and implement it into your program and how you do that. So you come down here, you scroll down until you find what you're looking for. In this case, let's just grab the one down here for a brief video on how to embed the MP3 files into a PowerPoint presentation. And you see it's about 2 minutes long. So you click on that, and here's your little video clip of step-by-step on how to embed this MP3 file into your PowerPoint presentation. And it's in this Camtasia. You can either play it here, or you can download it to your desktop as well. We go back to the tools again. Now we're looking at the training videos for using these SWIFT files into your presentation. So we go back to the training, we scroll down until we find the SWIFT files. And from here, we look down and we see this brief video on using the technique for embedding SWIFT files in this Adobe Flash video. So we click on that, and again, it pulls up this presentation on how actually to utilize this information and actually embed it into the PowerPoint presentation that you're interested in working with. And then it's very detailed, step-by-step, how you do it, walking through every aspect that you have on there, even setting to where if you don't want to show the whole thing, you'd be able to set the times that you want to do and just show the segments that you're interested in showing. And with that, I'm going to start finished up, and we'll have some questions afterwards. I'm going to turn it over to John Newkirk, who's going to talk about what was learned up to this point, and he's also going to talk up a kind of give a wrap up of the series and what we've been working on up to this point. Hey, John.